Father, tonight we set time aside for you, God, for you, Jesus. You sent your Son to be birthed on this earth, to walk as man and as God both. Father, we thank you for sending him so that we can have a future, a hope, God, that you brought light to the darkness. We thank you for that, God, and we give you all the glory. In your name I pray, amen. We're going to do a few songs, and you guys sing along. Sing along. There's some normal Christmas songs that everybody sings every year. You hear on the radio over and over again. So join in with us.
Later. sound. Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Sign of Righteousness, light and life to all. Second birth, hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the sky. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory
Amen. Well, we want to welcome you to our candlelight service tonight. And yes, we will be lighting candles here after a little bit. We like to take this time to kind of take a deep breath before everything happens on Christmas. For us, as most of you know, we serve a lot of folks on Christmas Day, but others of you will be going to family and friends, and this is your time. That's why this was kind of chill, you know. We don't have to, we get enough hustle bustle out there, right? Anyway, we just want to welcome you to this. As you look in Scripture, there's four Gospels. You got Matthew, who he talks about where the angel came to talk to Mary and came and talked to Elizabeth about John the Baptist, and then you go into Luke, and that's where Charlie Brown kicks in and talks about the angels coming down and saying, "Fear not." And then you go into Mark, and he just simply says, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then, of course, in John, which is probably my favorite, he says that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That word dwelt means tabernacled. So it's not like, oh, he's my good buddy, which he is. But it's tabernacling. It's making a home with us. How cool is that? Anyway, we want to welcome you here, and we want you to enjoy the rest of this.
Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Hopefully everybody got a red envelope on your way in. If you did not, raise your hand and we'll make sure that you get one. All right, we got a couple down here. My lovely wife. Upstairs we call her Vanna White because this is what she does most of the time, is hand out stuff. Couple back there. All right, so the first thing that we're going to do, hopefully you all followed directions and did not open this, because otherwise you spoiled the entire thing. You can now open it slowly, okay? There's three slips of paper in there and they're numbered. I want you to take the first piece of paper and open it up. Okay, I spent numerous hours printing this. Okay, if you read very carefully on the bill, it says it's only for, what does that say? Oh yeah, promoting special events. So this is not counterfeit. The U.S. Mint never issued a $1 million bill. Okay, so we're good. My question is this. If somebody gave you a real $1 million bill, what would you do? Give it to Christian Center. Okay, somebody's looking for some extra bonus from Steve this year. Okay. Really, what would you do with it, though? It's $1 million. Like, for most of us, that's a lot of money. Gay says she's got a list. Okay. I believe her. I've seen your wall. Okay, I know what goes on. But what would you do with it? Take care of your dad. Okay. Anybody else? Nobody? Go crazy. Okay. My hope would be that if nothing else, at the very beginning of things, you would thank the person that gave it to you. Okay? When we give gifts to people at Christmas, our hope is generally that at least we get a thank you back. I know as parents we're like, oh, it's okay, you don't have to worry about it. But truly, we raise our kids to at least be able to say thank you. Take the second piece of paper and open it up. Sorry. Here's what Christmas is all about. Here's the check that was written for your life. If you read the check, if you know how to make out checks, the number is all. The reference there is Romans 3:23. The date is now. 2 Corinthians 6:2. Okay? Pay to whosoever believes. That's John 3:16. We're familiar with that. The amount is Romans 6:23. The sum of eternal life. That's what we've been given. Christ came in human form to give us eternal life. Paid our sins in full. And he signed it with his death on the cross. So you had a list of things you'd do with $1 million. My question is, what are you going to do with this check? You've been given a check with far more value than that $1 million bill could ever begin to have. But what are you going to do with this check? I have the same hope that maybe the first thing that you would do would be to say thank you. The key is, what are you going to do with it after that? And that's where this third check comes in. This third piece of paper is obviously another check. It's written to Jesus. It says, all I am and all I have, 100% for eternity, and signed me. See, God asks for our thank you in our devotion, in our living our life for him. But I also wonder, if somebody gave you $1 million, are you going to tell anybody? Absolutely. You're going to plaster it all over every social media feed you've got everywhere. But you got a second check there when Christ gave his life. So my question is, are you going to tell anybody about that? See, Gay and I have had this conversation a couple times in staff because I keep swearing that if I ever get the opportunity to preach a Christmas message that I'm going to mess the whole conversation or whole congregation up, because I'm not going to preach about Christmas. I'm going to preach about Easter. Because without Easter, Christmas is irrelevant. Jesus came, born in a manger in Bethlehem, knowing that his eventual work was to die on the cross for each and every one of us. Is that a gift that we're going to turn around and keep to ourselves and not tell anybody? Or is it something that we're going to share? Is it something that we're going to talk about? Is it something that we're going to live and show? So I offer this up. Some of y'all are going to come serve with us the meal tomorrow, like Steve said. Very simply, we've put together a small bag. You can't quite see this, but it's a small bag. In it is candy and a sticker and gum and a tract. A very simple piece of paper with very simple words with an eternal message. These are going to be handed out to the kids tomorrow. They're going to get a gift from Santa Claus, and they're going to get a bag. Inside the bag is the message of eternal life. My question is that where it's going to stop? Once we hand these bags out tomorrow, we give them to the kids, is that where this ends? Are we done? We've done what we need to do for the year. We can check it off our list. We told somebody about Jesus and we're done. No. What does the word tell us? Go into all the world and preach the gospel. So are we going to take this opportunity this season where people are ready and willing and open to hear the word? They know what it's about. They hear it everywhere. As much as they try to deny it. Are we going to take the opportunity in this season to tell people about the greatest gift in history? Or are we going to pass on this opportunity and wait for somebody else to do it because we don't want to waste our breath? It's your call. You've been given the greatest gift in history. What are you going to do with it?
Christmas, a time to share love. And what's more love than God Himself, right? I just want to ask you, if the Word became flesh and Jesus died and He's no more flesh, but His Word is eternal, and if He died and now the Spirit lives within us, His Spirit, what does He need from us? A body. Because we have His Spirit, we have His Word, and we're the body to share the love. Whoever you're with, forgive them.